Thanks for having me.
National Tree Day has been and gone. In fact, it was on the weekend, on Sunday. But it's something we should take note of and be very serious about protecting our environments. And that's where the wonderful work of Planet Ark and Landcare Tasmania come in. You're the acting CEO at the moment.
Yeah, so I think it's been a really good year, not just for the community getting involved, but it's actually been an excellent planting season as well.
Supposed to be a tree planting happening at Table Cape Road, Table Cape, last weekend on Saturday, but due to the heavy rain that was forecast, that has been rescheduled. We haven't got a date as yet, but a good idea is to check the Facebook page when that'll be, hopefully sometime this month, Peter.
And I mean, as everybody would be aware, it was pretty wet on the weekend, so it's sometimes better to put these things off if you can. We were lucky enough to get a number of events around the state still happening, so we did have a lot of the community get out on the weekend. As you mentioned, National Tree Day was on the weekend and on Friday for the schools. I guess we're still in planting season, so we've got lots of activities going on around the state, and in the northwest, there's particularly, as you mentioned, the one at Table Cape. So we'll be just replanting for that at the moment, and we're pretty much going to be ready to go within the week, I would say. If people are interested, they can just keep an eye on our Facebook, and we've also got a website that shows all the events that our groups around the state are doing. And there's plenty going on.
Planet Ark and Landcare Tasmania have done some research, and there's a few interesting results to come out of that.
Yeah, totally. I think the big focus that we've been contributing to from Tasmania's point of view is a national survey that went on for health and wellbeing. That was run by the National Landcare Network and Landcare Australia. So all the states contributed to that, and have found some really good results for people getting outside and just overall increases in their mental health and wellbeing.
Yeah, because one thing you can do is great for the environment. We should always have the forefront of our mind to protect the environment. Good for mental health, our well-being. Good deed for our local areas.
Absolutely, and just being a bit more connected. It's great to be part of the community, and the events that I'm involved in, it's just a really good social event in itself.
Peter, I saw you on the TV over the weekend on the news there. You were planting with some of the kids for, as you did allude to there, School's Tree Day was last week, National Tree Day on Sunday. Do you find the kids get a great deal of joy in planting trees and thinking, yep, they are planting the seed for the future?
Yeah, and they absolutely do. And I think for us, we try and make it a bit of a whole day. We go for a bit of a walk, get them thinking about what their local environment looks like and hear, sounds like as well. So, you know, just listening to the different birds, it gives them a bit more of an idea of why they're planting the trees in the first place. And it's just about looking after their environment and actually for everybody just to be a bit more aware of what's around them. Like the kids, they're a conduit to their parents. So a lot of the children out there are wanting to do stuff, and it is, you know, they do drag the parents out. It's the other way around. So I mean, we're just really lucky. We've got a number of partnerships around the state, a lot of councils, the 24-carat garden program that's run through Mona. There's a whole swag of organisations that are willing to come together to get out and do some of these amazing events.
Raise awareness on the importance of vegetation projects, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's just fantastic. And I think even with COVID, we've noticed that we've got a lot more people wanting to volunteer. And I guess that's our role at Landcare Tas, is to people that are really keen, we can team them up with existing groups, or they can even start their own Landcare group. I mean, everybody's got a patch of bush near them, or a creek, or a river. They just need a little bit of guidance, and we're here to help them with that.
So if you're listening this morning and you want to become a volunteer, just get in contact with you at Landcare.
Absolutely. Our website's pretty much the best way to go, and we can take it from there.
Wonderful, Peter. And keep an eye on the website for when the tree planting is going to be at Table Cape Road. You've been there a few times, no doubt?
Oh, absolutely. And the site that we're looking at is just spectacular. You know, you can't ask for a better spot along the coast, except on a really windy, rainy day, which was Saturday. So we're looking for a nice, sunny day to take us out there.
Great view and a perfect place to plant trees and have a fun time while you're at it. Look, Peter, I really appreciate your time this morning. You are acting CEO from Landcare Tasmania. Keep up the wonderful work that you do, and thank you very much for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast.
Okay, thanks very much, Lee.